Just like Ryan Braun, we never juiced. This is Fantasy Science.
Hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to the second episode of Fantasy Science.
Second episode. We actually made it through one.
Yeah, and surprising, a nice response to our first one.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone who's listened so far, and please continue to listen, or at least download. That's all we really care about.
Yeah, and make sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Fantasy Science.
Yep, and email us with any questions at thisisfantasyscience@gmail.com.
Yeah, okay. So last time we kind of gave you a little overview of, you know, what the heck was going on. And today we're actually going to be participating in a 10-team head-to-head AL-NL points draft on ESPN.
Yep, very exciting stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Just to let you know, Mitch and I are in this draft, and we're with eight other just random people.
Yes, random people. Maybe you're one of them.
Yeah, maybe.
If you're lucky.
Yes. We have a team called Go Twins in here.
Ew. Hopefully it takes all the twins. Basically, we're just doing this just to take you guys through a draft, give some analysis on why we pick certain guys, why we avoided certain guys, and, you know, commentate on other people's picks and judge them.
Yeah, we're probably going to make fun of a lot of people.
Yes, most likely. Whoever takes Matt Wieters is going to get made fun of a lot.
Yeah, and we'll make fun of each other, too, I'm sure.
Yep, hopefully.
And yeah, it'll just give you an idea of maybe some strategies. We won't be able to, I don't think, do the whole draft.
No, we're going to try to start cutting these podcasts to about 45 minutes. That seems to be a good amount of time for us to get information to you guys and for you guys not to get bored.
Right, because we don't want you to be bored.
Yep, and so I've set a timer. Actually, the first timer that's going to go off for me and Dan from now on is every 30 minutes, well, the first 30 minutes afterwards. We're going to have a seventh inning stretch, which is where me and Dan both crack open a beer, you know, just because we can.
Yeah. So we encourage you to join in with us during the seventh inning stretch.
Please do. And if you you own a beer company, please sponsor us, and we'll start talking about your beer on air.
And there's a no dignity plug right there.
No, not at all. Yeah. Again, if Chipotle, if you are listening, we love burritos. Please sponsor us.
Well, Mitch loves burritos.
I love Chipotle. I will not eat Qdoba because I love Chipotle so much.
Yes. So this draft starts in just over a minute.
Yep.
And we'll get rolling.
Yeah. So a little precursor to this, I have my sheet right in front of me, basically telling me, you know, the values of all the players that I have sorted out based off of PAL and PASA, which I talked about last time. Dan, what kind of strategy are you going in with?
Well, I've got – so I, like I said before, that my sheet is based off of AL only for the moment. For our other draft, but I have my Sabermetrics numbers from my lovely Bill James book.
Yeah, Bill James is lovely.
In front of me, as well as I have ESPN's projections up as well. And I'll tell you right now that my strategy going in is I love stolen bases.
Dan apparently loves the fast guys.
Yeah.
Paul Goldschmidt, first round.
No, I will not be taking Paul Goldschmidt.
He's going to have like 16 stolen bases again next year.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that is what they say. He had 18 last year. He's so fast.
He's something.
Yep. Anyway, let's see. We got 11 seconds until the draft starts, so everyone get really anxious.
Yeah, get excited.
This isn't a mock draft or anything. This is an actual league. Not sure if we're actually going to pay attention to this after the draft, though, just because we're in, you know, a lot of other leagues. But, you know, hopefully the draft goes well, and you guys won't be too disappointed in us. Love that sound. Launch draft.
Draft being launched.
All right. Oh, and again, this is Snake, so we don't know what spots we have, going into this. So I could end up the first pick, I could end up the 10th pick, and you have to adjust on the fly.
I have the 10th pick.
Oh, jerk.
And you have the 5th pick.
Ah, I hate being in the middle. So yeah, what I've learned, at least for my personal preference, is that I hate being in the middle of the draft. I prefer anything other than that. Turn my volume off so you guys don't have to hear all the updates. But yeah, so let's see. We got another 2 minutes until the draft starts.
I guess I should mention, too, that I'm doing the draft on an iPad, which for all you listeners out there that have iPads and would like to use them during the draft, it is possible, but you can't use Safari. You have to go download a browser.
It doesn't have Flash, right?
Yes, because Apple products don't use Flash.
Yeah, someone's got to complain to Steve about that.
Yeah, so you got to go download a browser called Puffin.
Puffin. It's like Puffins, that cereal. It's the exact same
bird. Yes, very sad-looking Puffin.
Yes.
The thing with it is you can get a free trial for a couple weeks, or you can just bite the bullet and pay $2.
Yes, I mean, if you're gonna, if you know when your draft is, and you want to draft on your iPad at your friend's house or whatever, sign up for the Puffin thing, you know, right before the draft. So.
Yeah, I've noticed that on ESPN it runs a little slow, but it still communicates all the same information.
Yep.
You just got to make sure that your clicks are well placed, so that you know you don't run out of your, you know, your time limit and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, that's just my little Puffin plug,
yeah,
right
little
there.
Puffin plug, yeah. Puffin, you should probably sponsor us for that little plug for you.
Yeah, we're friends of the Puffin.
Yes. Okay, so looking at the lineup right now, looks like ESPN's got Braun. He's supposedly supposed to go number one. Again, you know, with outfield, I try to avoid them early. You know, pick them up later. Braun's always been solid though. But personally, if I had, you know, first pick, I would go for Miggy. And that's not just because I'm a Tigers fan, but because third base is a lot more shallow.
Yep. Yep. Agreed.
So hopefully, I'm hoping either Miggy or Cano falls to me at five. I don't think it'll happen. But, I mean, if neither happen, I'd probably just go for Verlander anyway. He's 13 overall, and hopefully I can get him.
Yeah, I think you'll probably have a pretty good shot at him.
Yeah, let's hope no one else is using my sheets.
No, I would. Hopefully the Twins guy takes Maurer.
Yeah, Maurer first pick overall. Yeah,
that'd be nice. Well, somebody's an Upton fan too. Apparently, the guy right before me.
Yeah, well, he can take him too.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, all right, 3, 2, 1. All right, here comes the first pick. Let's see, what is this team name? Boston Jabronis. Good for them.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
They're taking their time. Apparently, I don't know why they didn't know what pick they're going to take beforehand. But look, at least everyone's in the draft though. You know, it's always I always hate when people are auto picking.
Yeah,
and he took Ryan Braun first pick.
There he goes.
Let's see Ryan Braun on my sheet. Dan, you got something to say about Braun?
Well, I'm a big fan of Braun for a couple reasons. He's pretty much been the same his entire career.
Yes.
But the nice thing about him is he's going to hit you 30 homers, but he's also probably going to steal between 20 and 30 bases.
Yep. He's a surprisingly quick honky.
Oh, there goes Miggy.
Oh, Miggy went with the second pick. So yeah. Oh, and who just went?
Trout.
Trout with the third pick. Okay, so. On the my sheets, I have Braun ranked fifth, so you know, not bad. Who just went?
Prince Fielder.
They took Prince that early?
Yeah, Prince going fourth.
Well, yeah, you know what? Okay, so now I'm up. I've got the options of Robinson Cano and Verlander, pretty much, are the two that I would go for. You know, Verlander's my solid number one on my sheet. Like, he's a full 40 points of PASA above the next highest, so. I can't really turn him down, even though you know, it's going to look like a reach to most people with these sheets, just because he is 13th overall. But you know, on mine, he's one. So
yeah, no, it's totally he's not ranked right.
Well, I mean, he's ranked for a roto, and for some reason, yeah. ESPN doesn't adjust their rankings when it comes to points. So yeah, he's definitely undervalued. So now, let's see, six picks up. Dan's at 10. So, Dan, who are you looking at to get right now?
I'm staring at Clayton Kershaw.
Yep, that would be the number two guy on my sheet. Another very solid pitcher.
Yeah, I'm staring at Matt Kemp just
went. Matt Kemp just went. Okay, so, again, this is a points league, and someone just drafted Matt Kemp. Gosh. On my sheet, I don't even know where I could tell you where Kemp is. Who just went, Dan? Someone else just went.
Paul Konerko.
Paul Konerko? You're going to be kidding me.
No, I am not.
Okay, well, all right. Okay, well, you have this happen sometimes in your guys' drafts, too. I mean, hopefully you're that lucky that someone, for whatever reason, decided to draft Paul Konerko in the first round.
With the seventh pick.
What the heck? This Paul Konerko is supposed to go, like, 124th. Robinson Cano is... Oh, okay, well, anyway, people... that probably won't happen in yours. Okay, well, no.
Andrew McCutchen.
He's a solid player. Again, outfield is deep. I wouldn't reach for him this early.
All right, here comes Upton. Hopefully he takes just Cano. Dang it.
You're trying to get both?
Yeah, so I'm going to go Kershaw here.
Oh, so yeah, Dan just drafted Kershaw, and on my sheets he is number two with 155 PASA, which again is points above starting average. So he's going to get you 155 points above the average starting pitcher in the league.
And then what else do we got here?
Yeah, so Dan's options currently look to be Albert Pujols. Carlos Gonzalez is available. Joey Votto, Troy Tulowitzki, Upton, Stanton, Posey. I don't know what Dan's going to go.
I'm going to reach here.
He's going to reach,
and I'm going to get David Price.
Yep, I was actually going to pick David Price for my next pick. So you're a jerk.
Yep. So I'm going to get two stud pitchers.
Yep. So, and Dan, what was David Price supposed to be at?
25.
25, yeah. So he's supposedly supposed to go behind King Felix, although you probably at this point feel more safe with David Price, I think.
Yeah. King Felix, that oboe scares me a little bit.
Yep. Oh, okay. Pujols just went off the board at the 12th pick. So.
Yeah, I don't have a pick for a long time.
Yeah, Dan's got to wait until the 30th pick overall. My pick's coming up at 16. Let's see. Joey Votto just went off the board, so two of the top first basemen are gone.
And Paul Konerko.
And Paul Konerko, of course. Mark Burley. Okay, that guy's just joking. What the heck? What a jerk.
Is this the guy that picked Paul Konerko?
I would think. He picked Mark Burley. He's probably an old Sox fan because, you know, those are old Sox players. Now I'm up. Posey just went. So he might have been one of my picks just because, you know, there isn't a catcher that's anywhere near as good as him.
No.
But you know what?
Who you going with?
I'll follow my sheet right now. I don't feel completely safe about this. He's got a good upside. Ah, sheesh. I don't know. I'm thinking between Felix and Strasburg. So.
Oh boy.
Yeah, it's a tough choice. With Strasburg, he doesn't have an innings limit, but you know they might hold back on him a little bit.
And plus, recently removed from Tommy John.
Let's see.
A little scary.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah, let's go with Strasburg. I'm going to go with I think he's got more upside than Felix, in all honesty, which is tough to say. But
Steven Strasburg.
So I'm going to go with Strasburg instead of Felix. It was a tough decision. But again,
there
you know,
he goes.
I like going pitchers early with these because, you know, they're going to get you the most points, and their passes are higher at the beginning. So.
As do I.
Yep. So with me and Dan's, first two picks, we each have, you know, four of the top five starting pitchers pretty much.
Yeah, there you go.
So. Yeah, you can't really beat that. We're gonna suffer late on outfielders most likely, but you know.
Yeah, probably.
But we
do every time we draft.
It doesn't matter. I don't consider outfield a position until I have to draft them. So.
No, and until you look at the outfielders and go, who?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, Matt Cain.
Matt Cain just went. Yep, solid pick right there.
Man, Matt Cain was 30th. I was praying that he would fall to my 30th
pick. Yeah, I didn't think he would, especially since we're taking all the top guys. You know, other people started to get nervous about pitching.
Yeah. Oh, Josh Hamilton went after you.
Josh Hamilton? Oh, great.
I'm surprised he fell.
Where's Cole Hamill supposed to go? I feel like he's underrated.
33.
Yeah, he's way underrated. Dan, if you get him, that'd be great. I don't know. I'm starting to – I don't know if I'm rethinking my Strasburg pick, but he does have good upside. I feel like they're pretty – let's see. They only project him for 579. After last year, he had 499. And how many innings did he pitch last year? Like 165?
160-something?
Yeah,
170.
So I mean, I feel like they're kind of underrating him a little bit. You know, another year under his belt, he's going to be better.
Let's take a look at what I have him. Let's see what the projections are for Strasburg. 17-6.
Yep.
268 ERA.
Yep.
And 255 Ks.
Yeah, he's going to strike out a ton of people.
David Wright?
Let's see. Yeah, David. Oh, goodness. Okay, so after I took Strasburg at 16, it went Hamilton, Matt Cain, Jose Bautista, and David Wright. One of the guys in there that I like, actually, Jose Bautista. I don't think that wrist injury is going to hurt him too much from what I've heard on the injury reports. And if he can get his power back, you know, he is a great outfielder. Defensively, but he can hit the crap out of the ball.
Yes, he can.
So I feel like his ceiling, you know, is higher than Braun point-wise just because of the number of home runs he can hit. Maybe not as high as Trout, but, you know, he's right up there with the two of them, and you can get him pretty late compared to the first two.
Yeah, I guess the only thing that, even if the reports say he's okay, the wrists with power hitters are a little scary.
Yep. And, I mean, at this point, I wouldn't be willing to take a risk with him just because of the starting pitching. So.
Yep. All right.
Yep, let's see.
Cargo went.
Cargo went with 21st.
I would assume that this 23rd guy, if we have a guy after this pick that's going to be an auto pick.
Hopefully that's the Paul Konerko dude, because.
Yeah, he's
no,
a
No, this guy's got Mike Trout and Matt Cain. For some reason, he's auto drafting now. This is another thing. You know, when you join these, you know, random leagues, this happens, so just adjust for it. Justin Upton and then Troy Tulow just went, so.
Yeah, I knew Tulo was going to go with the auto pick. He was the next best guy.
Yeah. Were you going to go for Tulo?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Yeah, my bet is that Dan goes for Mr. Cole Hamels. Oh, it's my pick now. So my guy that I wanted fell to me. Well, he didn't really fall, seeing as I'm reaching for him. Dan probably is going to be very mad at me because he'd want him. Craig Kimbrell.
Yeah, figured you were going to take Kimbrell.
Craig Kimbrell is a great relief pitcher. He is absolutely absurd. He's leagues beyond any other relief pitcher pretty much now that Chapman is a starting pitcher.
Easily.
So the thing about this league, though, which I probably should have mentioned, there's no inning caps. There's no pitcher caps. And so I'm not sure if, you know, Kimbrell's really that good of a pickup in this league, but in most leagues where there are inning caps and start limits, he's probably a better pick. Because in this league, I think there's nine pitchers and can be a relief pitcher or a starting pitcher. So, you know, I might have reached a little too far in this type of league for him. But normally, in start limit leagues, I would take Kimbrell.
Yeah, agreed. He was probably going to be my second of my two picks that I have coming up.
Well, it doesn't really matter first or second between the two. You just make them feel better. You know?
Yes.
So. Yeah.
So I guess I'll be the next one coming up in a couple picks here.
Yeah.
I am indeed targeting Cole Hamels.
Yep. He was. If he would have lasted to me at 36, I would have taken him. But nope. Took. Can't talk today.
So, Hanram.
Yeah,
oh boy.
So we just took Hinsler and Hanram. I don't think Hanram has any value whatsoever.
No, he does not.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. This could be interesting if this falls
wow,
to what
King
I want.
Felix fell to 28.
Yeah. He's been going low in a lot of drafts just because there's that injury sort of meh.
Yeah.
And plus, he doesn't get you wins.
I mean, which actually affects you in the ESPN leagues, the standard leagues, so. But, you know, he's a pretty solid dude.
Yeah, I'm hoping this guy takes the other Upton.
Yeah, who you shooting for, what, Cliff Lee and Cole Hamels?
No, I'm going to get a position player.
Oh, Dan's going position player.
After Hamels here.
Oh, look at Dan.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably going to go Cole Hamels and Jose Reyes.
Yeah.
If the fantasy gods smile on me.
They might.
And they may.
They may as well.
But this guy's taking forever.
I might even go against my own rules in a second here.
And I guess Cole Hamels is an understandable pick. Hopefully that one makes sense with pitching being the big point producer. Jose Reyes is the best shortstop next to Tulowitzki.
Yep. He's still available.
Not gonna hit a bunch of home runs,
obviously. This guy just took Hayward. So
okay, fine.
Yep.
All right, so here comes Cole Hamels.
Yep, so Dan took Cole Hamels. Again, I like Hamels as well. I've been getting him really cheap for the past couple years, but now that people are starting to realize his value more, so.
And here comes Jose Reyes.
Yep, so Dan loaded up on a shortstop. I believe he's the number two rated shortstop.
Number two rated shortstop,
indeed. Rated shortstop. He was the number one last year just because Troy Tulo was hurt all year.
Yeah, shortstop at a premium.
Yep.
Not deep.
Yep, solid pick, Dan.
And I love the stolen bases. Plus, he plays with a much improved Toronto lineup. So I'm hoping that he also scores a ton of runs.
Yep.
So that's sort of my mindset behind Jose Reyes.
Let's see. I'm trying to think of who I'm going to go for now. I'm at the 36th pick. I already have two starting pitchers and a relief pitcher.
Yeah, and I guess the way the draft is set up, even though it's a... I mean, this is weird, the roster that we have.
Oh, I was going to go for Matt Holliday, actually.
Have you looked at our roster spots?
Yeah. Also in this league, you have a second base slash shortstop and a first base slash third base, and you also have five outfielders. So
yeah,
apparently ESPN standard leagues are that way. I don't remember them ever being that way, but I guess they are.
Well, and then you have just pitcher slots. You don't have starters or relievers.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
So interesting.
Yep. Let's see. My sheet. Oh goodness, who are they telling me to take?
I'm gonna try to
cheat the system a little bit and try to, you know, draft guys right now that actually aren't my top guys to draft, but they won't be available after these picks.
Oh, there you go. Good strategy.
And then
strategy
try to
there.
Get my guys that I really do want late, and not tell Dan who they are because
I have a good idea of most of them.
Yeah, I'm hoping not.
Yeah. Well. Oh, did you did not pick Edwin?
No, I did not pick Edwin.
So sad.
No, I'm looking at Dustin Pedroia right now.
Yeah, interesting.
He is
interesting.
A solid second baseman. He's probably going to be the either number two or three second baseman behind Cano and Kinsler.
Yep.
You know, he's just a solid guy. As for Pasa, he's rated at 49.9 points above the average starting second baseman, so that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to pull the trigger on him.
Oh, here he comes.
Yeah, he's going to... Yeah, I'm taking way too much time up. All right, I'll pull the trigger. Yeah, so Dustin Pedroia, second baseman. I think he had a slight injury last year with, like, his pinky.
Yeah, he played through some busted pinky.
Yeah, so I mean, he's projected for a little bit better season this year, so let's hope.
Yeah, and I'm thinking my strategy changes a little bit here with the way the roster's built out.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really look at it up until about 30 seconds ago.
That's your fault, Dan.
I kind of glanced at it, but didn't realize that the pitchers, you could just load it with starters.
Yeah, there's nine, and then like, how many bench spots you got?
I don't know. Is it just
three?
One,
there's three bench
three?
Spots. So, with this, guys, again, when it comes to your bench, if there is no start limit, no innings cap, whatever, always have pitchers on your bench. There is no reason not to stream pitchers.
No. And do we have an innings limit in this one?
In ESPN Standard, I don't believe there are. No.
Okay,
no.
Cool. So
me
we'll...
picking Craig Kimbrel was probably a terrible idea, but just note for your guys' leagues, take them if there are, you know, innings limits.
The thing with Kimbrel, though, is...
CC just went. Dang it.
The thing with Kimbrel, though, is that the amount of points that he's going to get you is going to be more than a lot of the starters you'll get at the end of the draft.
Yeah, good. He almost had about 500 points last year, which actually was more than, like, Cliff Lee. Who else? A couple of really good starting pitchers didn't have enough as much points.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish last year. So.
Yeah, and so, once again, the bad thing about the last pick is that you have to wait forever after your two picks.
Yep.
Which is no fun.
No.
So sad.
Let's see. Okay, so right now, my pick's coming up in about three more picks. Hopefully my two guys that I'm looking at are going to be still available, at least one of them. So Jared Weaver's still on the board. He's supposed to be 39th overall on ESPN. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of concerned about him, though, just because his fastball velocity was down last year, and that's usually a sign of regression.
Yeah, and age.
And age, yes. He is. How old is he, do you think? I don't know.
I can look that up.
Why don't you look that up, because I'm too busy doing other things.
Weaver is going to be 31 this year.
31. Yeah, so, I mean, he's on the other end of 27. Not quite CC age, I don't think, yet.
No,
how old is CC?
CC is... If I knew how to do alphabetical order.
Yeah, that would help.
He's going to be 33 this year.
33, yeah. So CC's a bit older. CC was another one of my guys that I really was looking to get. Someone picked him at the 40th pick. And he's just a workhorse every year, right?
Yes.
He had a slight injury last year, but...
Yeah, but he pitched through it.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned. So right now I'm looking at either Yu Darvish or Jared Weaver. Yu Darvish last year, how did he finish up? He had 499 points. He averaged 17.2.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Jared Weaver, I think, even with his flat fastball velocity being down slightly, I still think he's the safer pick.
And he pitches with that awesome lineup.
Yeah, they'll get a lot of wins. Last year, let's see, 573 points. He averaged 19.1. So let's go with him. So, you know, getting another pitcher. Again, they do tend to have higher passes at the beginning of the draft.
Yeah, pitchers are, I mean, especially these top guys, they're safe picks. Gotta love the points that they're going to give you.
Absolutely.
All right, so I'm coming up here in three picks. I'm targeting another pitcher.
Yu Darvish?
No. Well,
Matt Wieters?
No.
Yeah, Matt Wieters is sitting right behind Yu Darvish at 56, so.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Don't want Matt Wieters. I'm looking at Gio Gonzalez.
Yep, Gio, Mr. PEDs.
Yeah, that's one of the things that sort of I'm going back and forth on. So I might actually go Madison Bumgarner.
Mm-hmm.
Or Adam Wainwright, interesting pick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's also an interesting pick. Gio last year, oh, God, he was in, like, the top three pitchers, though. He had 622 points. He tied Matt – oh, wait, no. Yeah, he tied Matt Cain. For third, I believe, in pitchers, averaging 19.4 points per start. But again, there is always that question if, you know, the PED thing was in play and now he's not taking them anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so hopefully he can get back on that PED wagon and, you know, not get caught for you. So
I think I'm actually going to grab Adam Wainwright.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing Adam Wainwright is... He pitches for the Cardinals, which is by far the best team in the NL Central.
Absolutely. Yeah, sorry, Cubs. You guys are not anywhere near it.
Yeah. So he plays in an easy division. And, I mean, he's a horse. He's going to pitch over 200 innings. Don't think he's got any more injury concerns.
Yeah, and actually, last year was somewhat of a down year for him a little bit with 3.94 ERA, 1.12 whip. And they are projecting for slightly better, 60 points ERA better. So, you know, 3.32.
Right. Good. So, yeah, Wainwright is coming to me.
Lovely.
Maybe if I ever get my pick.
Yeah, if this guy would pick, this Upton guy is taking forever. He's got 5 seconds left.
Yeah, B.J. Upton's still
nope,
there.
You don't get Wainwright.
All right, fine. Well then
let's see Dan Adjust. So Wainwright just went off the board, heard beforehand.
Dan Adjusts.
Dan Adjusts with Yu Darvish. So high upside guy, again. We like him.
We do.
He added some muscle from last year, from what I've heard. Feeling a little more comfortable in America. He pretty much found his stride at the end of the season, so did a really good job. He could be I think he could be a top 3 or 4 pitcher.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Yep.
Oh boy. Now I have a fun situation now.
Yes, you do.
Let's
see, I'm trying to look at my sheet and see what else I need. Oof.
Man, I don't. The thing with mixed leagues is that the positions are all so deep.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth, which is problematic, and also, I mean, it's a good and a bad thing.
Yep.
Depending on who you're drafting against. If people know what they're doing, then it's a bad thing. If people don't know what they're doing, then you can really take advantage of it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna grab the other guy I was talking about here, Madison Bumgarner.
Yep, very solid guy.
So I'm sitting at 5 pitchers here.
So Dan pretty much has his starting pitchers, and in most leagues, from what I've seen, tend to be 5 starting pitchers.
Yep, agreed.
So in most leagues, he'd have it. I mean, if not, he's got a solid core out of his starting 9 pitchers. So
yeah, my pitching staff's pretty stacked.
Yes. So and then don't you have a position player as well, Jose Reyes?
I got Jose Reyes.
Yep,
he's
pretty good.
He's batting 1 through 9 in my lineup right now.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and so. The reason I decided not to grab a 6th pitcher is because that I at least needed a player who was going to be far above average in his position.
Mm-hmm.
And shortstop's one of the weaker positions, so I figured that was a pretty safe pick at that point to go with Mr. Jose.
Mr. Jose, indeed. All right, so I'm coming up.
Yeah, pitching is starting to get a little thin.
Yeah, people are starting to realize that we're taking off all the good pitchers, so they're starting to take some, too.
Yeah, it's still not bad. They're still...
Yeah, Roy Halladay went off the board after you picked. I don't know about him this year. He had a really rough year
last year. Was a little scary.
What's that?
Last year was a little scary.
Yes, really rough year. He is getting older. Oh, gosh. I think my next pick's going to surprise you a little bit.
Yeah, who do we got?
So, I only have 1 position player currently. Dan has a good shortstop, and I'm getting kind of jealous that he does. So, again, we talked about this guy last time and his value. Ben Zobrist.
Oh, Ben Zobrist.
I will take him as my shortstop because, you know, putting him in outfield is pointless. I already have a second baseman. His value at shortstop, he currently is the second-rated shortstop, actually, according to them. He's supposedly supposed to score more than Jose Reyes, so sorry, Dan.
That's fine. Thing with Zobrist, we did talk about him last time. We'd mentioned that if you're drafting him as an outfielder, you're just outright crazy.
Yes, there's no reason to. Shortstop is so much thinner.
Yeah, and he's a guy that's going to play every day in a variety of positions, so he's going to provide a lot of value for the Rays, so they really can't take him out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
He's a producer.
Yep. Oh, hey, Dan, Matt Wieters is still available for you.
I see him sitting there.
Yep, he's going to keep sitting.
I hope he stays the entire draft.
Yeah, no one picks him up.
That'd be nice, because then we could laugh at him.
Actually, you know what? I'd probably just pick him up and just bench him all year. Just, you know, to
just because
demorale him.
Even if my catcher got hurt, I wouldn't even sub him in.
No, heck no. Not having a catcher is better than having Matt Wieters.
Yes, agreed.
Let's see. There's the team that just picked him.
Oh, Matt Wieters.
The Toronto A?
Yeah,
yeah, they,
Canadian
they decided
team.
That, and there's a lot of question marks, and I'm questioning their lineup right now.
Yeah, well, bring Matt Wieters to Canada. Get him out of here.
Although, oh, my goodness. Oh, Matt Wieters on the same team as Miggy. There's something wrong with that. Miguel Cabrera and Matt Wieters should never be on the same team.
No, that's silly. But fine, if he wants to take Matt Wieters, that's cool.
That's completely fine with me.
Yep, that's all right.
Yep, we apologize again. If Matt Wieters is listening to this, we apologize. We don't dislike you. We just dislike you in fantasy. So
yeah, we're pretty confident that you're a pretty decent baseball player. But we just don't like you in fantasy.
No, not at all. Let's see. Oh, my
goodness. Who are you targeting here?
Me? Oh, yeah. Coming up again. I was just looking deeper down in the draft who I was going to get at certain positions, but Ugh.
Yeah.
A lot of positions are starting to get a little iffy. Yeah. Well, let's talk. I guess we only have a few. I mean, we got probably about another 15 minutes of this draft. So let's talk about some guys that we're not going to see that we might pick up later. Like Jerickson Profar, he's someone that, you know, I might take in that second, you know, second base slash shortstop position. Because, you know, if he does come up and play solid, you know, he's going to be he can be a big contributor. You know, kind of not as much as Trout last year, but, you know, still good value.
Yeah, agreed.
And you can get him late.
Yeah, got another guy that probably we won't get to, or we may get to, but not sure, is like Ben Revere.
Yep.
Who is now a Philly. And
ew.
Yeah.
That's probably indeed. Worse than a twin. Dan, seventh inning stretch just popped up. I'll go to some beer.
Seventh inning stretch,
yep.
Folks.
Everyone else get a beer too.
Yeah, please, please. Crack open your favorite cold one and join us in a drink of celebration, I suppose. We'll get this beer going here, and Mitch's pick is coming up in a few, and we'll continue in a few. So what do we got here? Alan Craig and Yadier Molina both went off the board after Matt Wieters.
Would you like Oktoberfest or Black Ale?
Ooh, I'll take Oktoberfest.
All right, I shall take the Black
Oktoberfest.
Ale.
All right, Mitch.
I'm almost up.
Holding this beer. Cheers to you, friend.
Cheers to you, Dan.
And cheers to our listeners.
Yep, cheers, guys. If you're there, please cheers your speakers. But don't spill. Don't spill.
No, that's a party foul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jacoby Ellsbury.
The guy just
Max
took Johnny
Scherzer.
Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
I was looking for him.
Yeah, let's have a recap here while Mitch was thinking about his pick. After Matt Wieters, we had Yadier Molina, Alan Craig, Max Scherzer, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Johnny Cueto. I believe by Mitch's reaction, he was thinking about Johnny Cueto.
I was going to go for Johnny Cueto. That's unfortunate. This is a bit of a reach currently, and I don't think I should do it. And I'm not going to tell you who it is because you would take him.
Well, if you're going to take him,
no,
then I won't.
No, not
take
telling
him.
You. Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nope, not taking him now. I'm going to wait till later.
It looks like Mitch does not want to reach at the moment.
I wanted to, but you know what? Maybe I will. I got a lot of confidence in James Shields.
James Shields, moving to an easier division.
Very solid pitcher. Can't remember how many innings he had. He's like he's a guaranteed over 200 inning guy.
Yep.
They're projecting for like 225 innings, going to an easier division. You know, and he's a horse.
He is indeed a horse.
So, you know, I'm gonna pick him up as my fourth starting pitcher. And you know, I wasn't too big on any of the position players at the same catcher or first base. Third base or any outfielders right there. I was kind of looking at Aramis Ramirez, but, you know, I feel kind of dirty for that anyway. So.
All right, so it's my two picks right now. I'm going to grab another starting pitcher here. I'm going to grab Matt Latos.
He is solid, very solid. And the Reds are going to be scary good this year.
Yeah. And then I am going to – I guess I regress on my prior statement about the Cardinals being the best team in the NL Central. It is the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah, that would probably be. I mean, it's close, but
no,
I the Reds.
I don't know why I forgot about them, but and this one's going to be a slight reach here, but I'm going to solidify my catcher position.
Yep,
I'm going to draft Victor Martinez.
I'm
going to
kill you. He was on mine.
Yeah, Victor Martinez probably not going to play a game of catcher this year, but still has catcher eligibility.
Jerk.
So it's nice because he's going to be an everyday player in the DH role. And still going to give you catcher
eligibility. Very solid hitter. Let's see where I had him on my sheets. Oh, you're such a jerk. Where did I have him? If I could find him.
Yeah, well, yeah, he must not be that great.
He doesn't exist anymore, apparently, on my sheets. Where are you?
And I guess while Mitch is looking for him here, hopefully you're all enjoying your cold one.
Yes,
as we are.
Well, please, it should be cold. If you're gonna drink a beer, put it in the fridge. You know,
yeah,
not in the freezer because it will freeze over and then explode.
Yeah, and if you're liking the segment, if you're digging our analysis on this draft here, please once again find us on Twitter and Facebook at Fantasy Science.
Yep. Oh, and also if you're not digging it, or if you are, you know, send an email and commentate on our picks, you know, strategies. Maybe if you have any questions about why we're drafting certain ways, because obviously our infields are pretty thin right now. You know, I mean, if you want to know why we're drafting so many pitchers right now, we'll tell you.
Yeah, and after the draft, we'll post on our Facebook both of our rosters.
Yep, because, I mean, we're not going to get through all of them, obviously.
Right, so you can see our full rosters, because it is kind of hard to keep track of how many guys we're talking about here.
Okay, so I had Victor Martinez at 42.2 points above starting average, so pretty solid. I'm hoping a guy falls to me right now. I'm kind of nervous about him. Carlos Santana, I've got the next pick, and he's still available right now. He's rated 76th overall for ESPN.
Yeah, and you have the 76th pick.
I do. In my ranks, he's 22nd overall. But again, he's kind of like an iffy kind of guy, just because last year, I mean, it showed, you know, that he can definitely have a really down year. Batted, what, 252, 18 home runs. You'd want him to have some more power. I mean, the average is probably around what it's going to be.
Yep.
And, I mean, he should have more RBIs this year, too, just because their team just improved a lot with Nick Swisher and Michael Bourne.
Yep. So, yep.
I'm going to go for him if he's not taken. Let's hope not, because catcher is pretty much gone after that, because since Joe Mauer's gone, Buster Posey, and Victor Martinez. So after those top four, and don't count Matt Wieters in that, pretty much it's just bones.
Yeah. I guess after my pick, since we didn't mention real quick, David Freese, B.J. Upton, Jason Kipnis in that order went, and then Jordan Zimmermann off the board. So Carlos Santana sitting pretty for Mitch.
Yep, right here. So, yeah, Jordan Zimmermann just went, and Carlos Santana, welcome to my team.
And there goes Carlos Santana. All right.
So now I've got three infielders. Well, if you count catchers and infielder, but three hitters.
Yes, and I am sitting at two.
So, yeah, both pretty solid, very solid pitching staffs, actually. I would hope that we'd have the best two in the game, or in the league so far.
Yeah, if we don't, I don't know what
wrong. What another person's drafting if we don't, so.
Yeah, true. Because we easily have the two best pitchers in the draft.
Yes.
And four of the best five, I believe, we talked about.
Yep. So, and actually, I think Jared Weaver's the next best, too, so.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yep.
And so, man, I don't come up for a while, too. There's a pick, Mitch's pick before mine,
yep.
But.
Hopefully you're not looking at Matt Moore, because he's going to be gone.
I was not looking at Matt Moore.
So let's talk about Matt Moore a little bit.
Talk about Matt Moore. What to say about Matt Moore?
He had a pretty good year for his first year last year. 3.81, 1.35 whip, and 11 wins. This year they're projecting him a good 40 ERA points better, 3.45. And he's going to get you a ton of strikeouts. This year they only have him projected for, it looks like, 173. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he was up near 200. So. Very solid, very young pitcher. He's pretty much like the next David Price and now he's gone. So someone thought as well about him as I did. So now I've got to adjust. But, you know,
there he goes.
Good pick for them.
Yeah, indeed.
So what's your opinion on Matt Moore?
Well, I only got to see Matt Moore pitch a couple times last year, both when I was watching the White Sox. He's interesting because he shows flashes. If he can put it all together, I think he's going to be a stud. But when he's off, man, is he off.
Mm-hmm.
God, he's just bad when he's off. He's bad. So if he can rein in the control a little bit, I think he's going to be just fine.
Yep. All right, well, now I'm at my pick. Since Matt Moore is gone, I'm kind of thinking about Yovani, but I think I'm going to pass up on him because I'm pretty sure Dan wants him.
We had fun here after the Matt Moore, Elvis Andrus, Jason Mott, Paul Goldschmidt, Michael Bourne, Aaron Hill.
Now I'm up again. Right now, third base is a position that's pretty shallow. So after Miggy, there's a little drop. And basically it goes down to, Beltre? Yeah. So Adrian Beltre.
And he's gone, I assume.
He is definitely gone.
Yep.
I don't know if I want Aramis now. I'm thinking about Aramis. He's a little iffy, though. I mean, I got to fill third base at some point. Let's see if there's any first basemen that are still good on my sheets. Well, unfortunately, Paul Konerko's gone, so there goes that.
Yeah. Jeez. A guy that we would both be targeting way late.
Yeah, he's definitely a late-round kind of guy. I've only got, 27 seconds left, so hopefully I can get something good. You know, I might just go for my fifth pitcher right now. And it looks like I've got an option between Chris Medlin, Giovanni Gallardo. If you're limited to the number of pitchers you can start a week, Chris Medlin's a good relief pitcher if you don't have an innings cap or a starting pitching cap. Yep. But you know what? I think Giovanni's got a higher ceiling. Let's go with Giovanni Gallardo.
Giovanni Gallardo.
So I got my five pitchers. You know, normally you're going to have five. My relief pitcher, Craig Kimbrell. Dan, what are you sitting at right now?
I've got six pitchers. I'm more or less drafting with this roster structure.
Yes, completely understandable.
I would have already, since you took Kimbrell so early,
yep.
I would normally probably grab a reliever now. I'm just telling you what I would do if I had five and two relievers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to.
Yep. Based off of the ESPN standard, apparently, it's just this way. So.
If it was a normal, you know, if it was five starters and two relievers, this would probably be the round where I'd grab, like, Aroldis Chapman. Mm-hmm. If he was there.
And again, everyone adjust what we're saying to your current league setting. So, you know, if you're playing with 5-2, draft that way. Don't draft like Dan is right now and pick up six if you have starting limits.
Right.
So, you know, adjust based off of your own league.
Yeah. I mean, generally, our strategies will work for pretty much anything, but they will change depending on what your roster is like, what your rules are like. Especially, I mean, if they're going to let you use nine starting pitchers.
It's kind of ridiculous. Plus bench guys, too.
Yeah, then, I mean, you're basically getting 12 starting pitchers.
Yeah, so you might as well.
It's
pretty much like, oh my goodness, it's an absurd amount. So, yeah, there's no real reason, even with Kimbrell, unless he goes late, you know, there's no real reason to take him. Because he probably won't get you as many points as, you know, James Shields, Jared Weaver, Steven Strasburg, and Verlander are all going to get me more points than Kimbrell. And Giovanni might, too.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, if you need relief pitchers in your league, though, Kimbrell is easily the best. Take him in the third round if you can.
Yeah, I've got some interesting decisions here to make.
Who are you thinking about now, Dan? Dan's pick has come up in about four picks, so.
Well, I am looking at a first baseman.
Say, hopefully it wasn't Desmond Jennings because he's gone.
No, I'm... Man, this is tough.
Who's interesting to you in first? Actually, you're up now. Mariano Rivera and Rolls Chapman just both went.
Yeah, who's interesting to me at first base? Well, we've talked about this before, but Ryan Howard.
Oh, goodness. You can wait for him for, like, years.
No, I know.
You'll be available at the bottom of the draft.
You know, I might actually, I'm probably going to wait on first base.
Yep, I mean, if you like Ryan Howard, you know, that's fine. Take him late.
Third base here, I think I'm going to go pick up a high upside guy in Will Middlebrooks.
Currently?
Yeah.
He's at 188, man.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay, he really wants Will Middlebrooks. He's got a lot of upside. You know, I think he's Boston's like premier kind of, up-and-coming guy.
I don't really like I don't really like it with this early... So I think I'm going to go starting pitcher here.
Yep, again. Well, I mean, in this league, it makes sense.
Yep. I think I'm... Oh, God. You. I'm going to go Anibal Sanchez.
Anibal Sanchez. Another Tiger.
Another Tiger.
Very
indeed.
Solid. He'll get you a lot of innings. He'll get you a good amount of Ks. And he should get you a good amount of wins this year. Tiger's going to be solid.
Yeah, so there goes Anibal.
Yep, and Dan's up again for his second pick. What are you thinking about?
Good question.
Yeah.
Let's see here. I'm going to go up to second base, see what's going on in the second base land.
Jose Altuve seems to be the, at least the highest ranked option.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know what? I think I'm actually going to grab Jose Altuve.
Yeah. He's got a lot of upside.
He does.
He steals a lot of bases.
Yeah, he plays in a terrible lineup, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. He's pretty much the only fantasy-relevant guy in that entire lineup.
I'm going to pick him up, that'll get my middle infield solidified.
There you go, Dan. Dan's got, two middle infielders now, which is the number that... Actually, in this league, you need four, though, or three. So.
Yeah, I need a second-base shortstop.
Second-base/shortstop, yep. So, I'm coming up at about four picks. Right now, I am looking at a guy that a lot of guys probably... wouldn't think to draft, I guess. I think he's kind of underrated. I hate the Mets as a team, But Ike Davis, last year, I heard this stat. I'm not sure if it's completely correct, so someone please email me if I'm incorrect. But I believe Ike Davis had the most home runs after the All-Star break.
He was hitting bombs left and right.
He was killing it. And if he can continue that production, and last year he only batted, what, 227?
Yeah.
With 32 home runs, and he still was fantasy relevant. So, I mean, if he comes back this year and, you know, gets his average up to what ESPN expects at 268 with 33 home runs, I'd be pretty happy with that.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if he hit 268.
Yep, and I mean, the guys around him right now, Freddie Freeman. Again, I don't trust Freddie Freeman too much. I think I talked about him. Maybe I didn't talk about him last show. Freddie Freeman, you know, I don't think he's ready yet. Eric Hosmer, I don't think he's ready yet either. And Anthony Rizzo, those are the other three guys that are around him right now. And Canerco's gone as a late pick. So, you know, I think Ike Davis is a pretty solid first baseman. I will take him now.
Ike Davis, there he goes.
Yep, gone. So now my infield has Carlos Santana, Ike Davis, Pedroia, Zobrist, and that's about it. I got my five starting pitchers plus relief pitcher. Probably going to pick up some more pitchers in a little bit.
Yeah, especially with the way this league works.
Yep. Alrighty, I think our 45 minutes, yep, 45 minutes are up.
Oh, 45, so soon.
Yeah, yeah. It was a nice chatting with everyone.
Yeah, thanks for checking out our draft strategies. Hopefully we provided some good insight.
Yep, again, we'll post these on Facebook and Twitter. And then, I guess, I don't know when the next episode's going to be, Dan. What do you think, sometime during the week?
Sometime probably within the next few days.
Yep, next few days coming up. Dan's going to have a segment on old dudes, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to be, weekly bringing you a guy from the past who we're going to compare to some guys now just for a little baseball education.
Yep, so you'll get a little insight on some older players as well as some, you know, guys who they might look kind of like them now.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and we'll keep you updated on when the next episode comes in. This one should be posted by tomorrow.
Yep, pretty shortly.
All right, awesome. So once again, we appreciate you listening. Hopefully you're enjoying your beer like we are. And we'll post the results as soon as this draft is over.
All righty, have a good one, guys.
All right, yeah, see you later.
Fantasy Science is an associate with ESPN, Yahoo, CBS, NBC, or Major League Baseball. Mitch and Dan do not claim to know everything about fantasy baseball. If they did, they would not be recording this on their futon. For more fantasy advice, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Fantasy Science. Or email us at thisisfantasyscience@gmail.com. Matt Wieters was not harmed during the making of this episode.